Bienvenon al Gataka Urbo. La Gataka Horo estas dek tri post la sepa.
You keep your workstation so clean, Jerome.
It's next to godliness. Isn't that what they say?
Godliness. I reviewed your flight plan. Not one error in a million keystrokes. Phenomenal. It's right that someone like you is taking us to Titan.
Has the committee approved the mission? There's been talk of delay.
You shouldn't listen to talk. You leave in a week. Got a substance test.
Jerome, never shy, pisses on command. Got a beautiful piece of equipment there, Jerome. Have I ever told you that?
Only every time I'm in here.
Occupational hazard. I see a great many in the course of any given day. Yours just happens to be an exceptional example. I don't know why my folks didn't order one like that for me. By the way, have I ever told you about my son?
No, you haven't.
Remind me to sometime. So, you're about to go up. 1 week left. Please tell me you're the least bit excited.
I'll tell you at the end of the week.
Congratulations, Jerome.
Thank you.
How many launches are there in a day? A dozen?
Sometimes more.
You're the only one who watches every one of them. If you're going to pretend like you don't care, don't look up.
The most unremarkable of events. Jerome Morrow, Navigator First Class, is about to embark on a 1-year manned mission to Titan, 14th moon of Saturn. A highly prestigious assignment, although for Jerome, selection was virtually guaranteed at birth. He's blessed with all the gifts required for such an undertaking, a genetic quotient second to none. No, there is truly nothing remarkable about the progress of Jerome Morrow. Except that I am not Jerome Morrow. I was conceived in the Riviera, Not the French Riviera, the Detroit variety. They used to say that a child conceived in love has a greater chance of happiness. They don't say that anymore. I'll never understand what possessed my mother to put her faith in God's hands rather than those of her local geneticist. 10 fingers, 10 toes, that's all that used to matter. Not now. Now, only seconds old, the exact time and cause of my death was already known.
Neurological condition, 60% probability. Manic depression, 42% probability. Attention deficit disorder, 89% probability. Heart disorder, 99% probability. Early fatal potential. Life expectancy, 30.2 years.
30 years.
The name for the certificate?
Anton?
No, Vincent Anton. That's a good name.
I know you'll do something. You'll do something.
Vincent?
From an early age, I came to think of myself as others thought of me.
Vincent?
Chronically ill. Every skinned knee and runny nose was treated as if it were life-threatening.
I'm sorry, the insurance won't cover it. If he fell...
But I was told that everything was...
I really wish there was something I could do.
Like most other parents of their day, they were determined that their next child would be brought into the world in what has become the natural way.
Your extracted eggs, Marie, have been fertilized with Antonio's sperm. After screening, we are left, as you see, with 2 healthy boys and 2 very healthy girls. Naturally, no critical predispositions to any of the major inheritable diseases. All that remains is to select the most compatible candidate. First, we may as well decide on gender. Have you given it any thought?
We would want Vincent to have a brother, you know, to play with.
Of course you would. Hello, Vincent. You have specified hazel eyes, dark hair, and fair skin. I have taken the liberty of eradicating any potentially prejudicial conditions. Premature baldness, myopia, alcoholism, and addictive susceptibility, propensity for violence, obesity, etc.
We didn't want... I mean, diseases, yes, but...
Right. We were just wondering if it's good to just leave a few things to chance.
You want to give your child the best possible start. Believe me, we have enough imperfection built in already. No, your child doesn't need any additional burdens. And keep in mind, this child is still you. Simply the best of you. You could conceive naturally 1,000 times and never get such a result.
That's how my brother, Anton, came into the world. A son my father considered worthy of his name. By the time we were playing at Blood Brothers, I understood that there was something very different flowing through my veins. And I'd need an awful lot more than a drop if I was going to get anywhere. Our favorite game was chicken. When our parents weren't watching, we used to swim as far out as we dared. It was about who would get scared and turn back first. course, it was always me. Anton was by far the stronger swimmer, and he had no excuse to fail. Maybe it was a love of the planets. Maybe it was just my growing dislike for this one. But for as long as I can remember, I have dreamed of going into space.
700 million, 750 million, 800 million, 850 million.
How many astronauts are there anyway? I bet I could be one if I wanted.
Hey, don't eat that. It's Pluto.
My goals didn't change a lot in the intervening years.
Vincent.
Much to my parents' dismay.
Vincent. You have to be realistic. With a heart condition like yours.
Mom, there's a chance there's nothing even wrong with my heart.
One chance in 100.
Well, I'll take it, all right?
The trouble is they won't.
Listen, for God's sake, you gotta understand something. The only way that you'll see the inside of a spaceship is if you were cleaning it.
My father was right. It didn't matter how much I lied on my resume. My real resume was in my cells. Why should anybody invest all that money to train me when there are 1,000 other applicants with a far cleaner profile? Of course, it's illegal to discriminate. Genoism, it's called. But no one takes the law seriously. If you refuse to disclose, they can always take a sample from a door handle, or a handshake, even the saliva on your application form. If in doubt, a legal drug test can just as easily become an illegal peek at your future in the company.
You sure you want to do this? You know you're going to lose.
It was the last time we swam together, out into the open sea. Like always, knowing each stroke to the horizon was one we'd have to make back to the shore. But something was very different about that day. Every time Anton tried to pull away, he found me right beside him. Until finally, the impossible happened.
Vincent! Vincent!
The one moment in our lives that my brother was not as strong as he believed, and I was not as weak. It was the moment that made everything else possible. Like many others in my situation, I moved around a lot in the next few years, getting work where I could. I must have cleaned half the toilets in the state. I belonged to a new underclass, no longer determined by social status or the color of your skin.
Welcome to Gattaca, gentlemen.
No, we now have discrimination down to a science.
All right, there's your cleaner material. start from the front, clean all the way back. And I want to see my smiling face on that floor. What about you, Your Majesty? You dreaming of space? Come here. You can start by cleaning this space right here.
I was never more certain of how far away I was from my goal than when I was standing right beside it.
When you clean the glass, Vincent, don't clean it too well.
What do you mean?
You might get ideas.
Yeah, but if the glass is clean, it'll be easier for you to see me when I'm on the other side of it.
Huh.
For all my brave talk, I knew it was just that. No matter how much I trained or how much I studied, the best test score in the world wasn't going to matter unless I had the blood test to go with it. I made up my mind to resort to more extreme measures. The man who showed up at my doorstep didn't exactly advertise in the yellow pages.
Stand straight. How did you hear about me?
People?
Any distinguishing marks? Tattoos, scars, birthmarks?
I don't think so.
You're serious about this? I hope you're not wasting my time.
No, I give 100%.
That'll get you halfway there.
That's an old edition, but I know it all by heart.
By heart, huh? You realize the commitment is binding.
You have somebody in mind? For the genetically superior, success is easier to attain, but it is by no means guaranteed. After all, there is no gene for fate. And when, for one reason or another, a member of the elite falls on hard times, their genetic identity becomes a valued commodity for the unscrupulous. One man's loss is another man's gain.
His credentials are impeccable. An expiration date you wouldn't believe. He's practically going to live forever. He's got an IQ off the register. Better than 20/20 in both eyes. And the heart of an ox.
can run through a wall. If he could still run. Actually, he was a big-time swimming star. Vincent, you could go anywhere with this guy's helix tucked under your arm.
What did I tell you? You look so right together, I want to double my fee.
We don't look anything alike.
It's close enough. When was the last time anybody looked at a photograph? You could have my face on your name tag, for Christ's sake.
Well, how do I explain the accident?
That's the beautiful thing. It happened out of the country. There's no record he ever broke his back. As far as anyone's concerned, he's still a walking, talking, fully productive member of society. You just have to get him clean and fill in the last year of his life.
You're a foreigner.
They don't care where you were born, just how. Blood has no nationality. As long as it's got what they're looking for, it's the only passport you need.
Who lives up there?
Well, I certainly don't.
So began the process of becoming Jerome. Myopia is one of the most obvious signs of a disadvantaged birth.
Isn't there another way?
Surgery's no good. You'll see the scars. It's contact lenses or a white cane. Besides, the color doesn't match.
He's right. My eyes are prettier.
You understand I take 25% of everything you make. If for some reason it doesn't work out, all this equipment must be returned within 7 days. And you don't get your deposit back.
Wait. I thought you said 20%.
It's only 20%.
20%? It's not negotiable.
I guess that's it?
Not quite.
Why? What?
This is still a matter of the height.
Why, how tall are you?
4'6".
How tall were you before the accident?
Unfortunately, his profile says he's 6'1".
So I can wear lifts?
Even with lifts, you're not that tall.
So what? No. No, we never discussed that.
Oh. I thought you were serious, Vincent.
I am serious. I'm not doing that.
I won't do that.
Jerome never questioned my commitment again. I took my mind off the pain by reminding myself that when I eventually did stand up, I'd be exactly 2 inches closer to the stars.
You all right?
Yeah. You want to go dancing?
You had to be a right-hander, huh? I guess no one orders southpaws anymore. Jerome Morrow. It's a nice name.
It's my name.
I can't be you without it.
What makes you think you can be me at all? Look at this. Look at it. It's nice. I'm impressed. Is it real?
Are you colorblind too, Vincent? It's silver.
So?
Jerome Morrow was never meant to be one step down on the podium. With all I had going for me, I was still second best. Me. So how do you expect to pull this off?
I don't know exactly. Your signature needs work. It soon came time to put our preparations to the test. Jerome had been engineered with everything he needed to get into Gattaca, except the desire to do so.
Do you really want to be in there?
I don't want to be in there. I want to be up there.
What's up there?
That's what I want to find out, Jerome.
Call me Eugene. My middle name.
If you're going to be Jerome, you better start getting used to it.
I gotta get going. Where's my sample?
In the refrigerator. Door on the left.
Which pouch?
Oh, any of them.
You think I should test it?
If you like. My God, what's wrong with the machine?
There's nothing wrong with the machine. It's a hot sample. You've been drinking again.
I haven't.
Oh, Christ, Eugene. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I haven't.
This is no joke. My interview is in an hour. There is more vodka in this piss than there is piss.
All right, I'm sorry. I had half a glass to celebrate. I'm sorry. Try Fridays. That one will be okay.
There's only Wednesday left.
Wednesday? That's the one.
Listen. It's not too late to back out. This is the last day that you're going to be you and I'm going to be me. Well?
Congratulations.
Well, what about the interview?
That was it.
I got it.
Of course you got it.
And that's the way it was. Each day I would dispose of as much loose skin, fingernails, and hair as possible to limit how much of my invalid self I would leave in the valid world. At the same time, Eugene prepared samples of his own superior body matter so that I might pass for him. Customized urine pouches for the frequent substance tests, fingertip blood sachets for security checks, and vials filled with other traces. While Eugene supplied me with a new identity, I paid the rent and kept him in the style to which he'd become accustomed. Eugene never suffered from the routine discrimination of a utero, a faith birth, or invalid, as we were called. A valid, a vitro, a made man. He suffered under a different burden, the burden of perfection. I was now a member of a relatively new and particularly detested segment of society. One of those who refuses to play the hand that he was dealt. I am most commonly known as a borrowed ladder. Or a degenerate. In the guise of Jerome Morrow, I have risen quickly through the ranks of Gattaca. Only one of the mission directors has ever come close to discovering my true identity. Strange to think he may have more success exposing me in death than he ever did in life.
think we can rule out suicide.
Excuse me, sir?
Nothing.
Thank you.
This is going to take a while, though. Maybe we can push things back.
Irene, I want you to assist the investigators.
My work, Director, that would put me behind.
I appreciate your sacrifice, Irene.
Well, you see to it I don't lose my place in line.
Your place is assured. So will you kindly inform the authorities that we will cooperate in any way, although we can't tolerate a major disruption.
Director.
Thank you, Irene.
Thank you, Director.
Director, how will this affect the mission?
Oh, we're still going ahead as planned. The launch window is only open until week's end, and tragic though this event may be, it hasn't stopped the planet's turning, has it?
That's soon. What about the mission director?
He's dead.
Are you serious?
They found him in his office this morning, beaten so badly they had to check his name tag.
You are serious?
So that's it.
There's nothing between us
and ignition. I'm going up.
The man was murdered.
So I didn't do it.
I didn't say you did, but if the man was murdered, the place is going to be crawling with hoovers.
I'll take my chances with the J. Edgars over the mission director. Besides, what if they do find something? I'm going to be slightly out of their jurisdiction.
We have to get drunk immediately.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How about tables, right?
I understand you're leaving us, Mr. Morrow.
Yeah, what's that way?
We're going to miss you.
You've opened the wine, huh?
Of course, sir.
Pour yourself a glass, Cavendish.
Thank you, sir.
How old?
Me?
A specimen.
I kissed him 5 minutes ago. A real good one.
I'll see what I can do.
You want the full sequence?
Yes. Thank you.
Good luck.
Quite a catch.
Been open more than 5 minutes ago. A wine like this needs to breathe. Remember that.
You know, they say when you're weightless, it's the closest thing to being in the womb.
I can't believe he pulled this off.
They're sending you up there. Up there, for Christ's sake, you of all people. I hate to think of you alone in that room for a year.
Well, don't think about it. Anyway,
The room I'm stuck in is bigger than your tin cans.
You know what I'm saying. What are you going to do?
I have my books. I go places in my head.
I'd be happier if you had some company.
I have visitors.
Yeah, well, none that you don't pay.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Seriously. What are you going to do?
I'm going to finish this. What's Titan like this time of year?
What's Titan like? Titan is exactly like this. All the time. It's got a cloud around it so thick nobody can tell what's underneath.
Maybe there's nothing there.
There's something there. You should be going instead of me.
Why is that?
Because up there, your legs wouldn't matter.
I'm scared of heights. I'm sorry.
Do you want this? I'll save some for you, shall I?
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
You know that, sorry.
I'm really, really sorry.
Don't give me a hard time.
Give me a break. Oh.
Come on!
I'm sorry.
Help!
You know, I wasn't drunk.
What do you mean you're not drunk?
When I walked in front of that car.
What car?
I stepped right out in front of it. I've never been more sober in my life.
Go to sleep.
Couldn't even get that right, could I? If at first you don't succeed, try again. Go to sleep. I'm proud of you, Vincent.
You must be drunk to call me Vincent.
found on man. It's the only specimen in the entire place that can't be accounted for. Every 10 years or so, things go our way.
The eyelash? What do you know about it?
It's an unregistered invalid. He was a janitor here until a few years back when he disappeared out of sight.
So the specimen could have been here since then.
Well, take a look at the floor, so I don't think anything lays around here for very long.
It's also the matter of motive. Is the janitor going to come back here after all this time to kill a man he never knew?
Well, his profile does suggest a violent temperament.
If I'm not mistaken, his profile also suggests he's a sick man. There's a 90% chance the owner of this eyelash has already died himself of natural causes.
That means there's a 10% chance he's still alive. It's a lost and found case, sir. All we have to do is find the man who's minus an eyelash. We have the murderer. I'll do a cross-check. I'll find out about his family and whether he's got...
Already running. There's no record of any living relative.
Well, that's a damn shame, sir.
I want you to check the entry log. Alibis, grudges. I look around, I see a lot of dry eyes. Mission director was not universally loved. He was leading the cutbacks in the program.
With all due respect, sir, whatever you say.
Jerome, Jerome, the metronome. You could play the piano by that heartbeat of his.
Mr. Director, you will be pleased to know
that we have a suspect.
That is a relief. Who is it?
We found an unaccounted for specimen in the south wing, and here's his picture.
An invalid.
We are still following other leads.
Be that as it may, I'm having this posted immediately.
I'm curious, Director.
An advantage, I should imagine, in your line of work.
Your hiring practices.
Our recruitment philosophy.
Who do you have to be here?
Well, naturally, our standard is beyond that of the common citizen.
Well, even amongst your people, you must have varying levels of excellence.
Occasionally, we've been forced to accept candidates with minor shortcomings, but nothing that would prohibit someone from working in a field such as law enforcement, for example. But now there are enough of the right kind of people to warrant a new measuring stick. Bodies with minds to match. Essential. As we push out further and further.
Yet you still closely monitor performance.
We have to ensure that people are meeting their potential.
And exceeding it.
No one exceeds his potential.
If he did?
It would simply mean that we did not accurately gauge his potential in the first place.
Are you all right, Jerome?
Terrific.
This is the entry log for the last 7 days.
What about you, Irene? Do you have an alibi?
I was alone.
I find that hard to believe.
Excuse me.
I'll take care of that for you, Mr. Morrow.
The only one who looks up every time there's a launch.
Hello, Jerome.
Hello. It's awful about the director.
Awful it didn't happen sooner. Didn't the director threaten to cancel your mission more than once, Jerome?
Yes, he did.
Somebody did you a favor.
Do they have any idea whose hand I should be shaking?
They found an eyelash in the south wing.
Does it have a name?
Just some invalid. Jerome, I had you sequenced.
I read your profile. I'm sorry. Seems you're everything they say you are and more.
What about you, Irene? You're engineered just like the rest of us.
Not quite like the rest of you. Unacceptable likelihood of heart failure. I think that's what the manual says. The only trip I'll take in space is around the sun and the satellite right here.
Well, if there's anything wrong with you, I can't see it from where I'm standing.
If you don't believe me, here, take it. If you're still interested, let me know.
I'm sorry, the wind caught it.
Is this the approach path we discussed?
Absolutely, Director.
Quite right.
I want what I ordered. It's a completely different color. Now, I'm bored of talking to you. I'm bored. I'll call you back. That was the company that sell us your hair dye. They sent me summer wheat instead of honey dawn. Any fool knows it's two shades lighter. She said, why don't you try a change? I don't want a change. We can't use a change. Now I'm probably going to have to pay for the 5 boxes they've sent me.
We can't stay here.
Idiots I have to deal with, you wouldn't believe.
They think I killed the mission director.
What makes them think that?
They found my eyelash.
Where?
In the corridor.
Ah, well, it could be worse. They could have found it in your eye.
They've got my picture plastered up all over the place. I can't turn around without seeing my own face. They'll recognize me.
They won't recognize you.
They'll recognize me.
I don't recognize you. They won't marry the eyelash to you. They won't believe that one of their elite could have suckered them all this time. No, 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 no. We change nothing. We do as we planned.
You're Jerome Morrow, Navigator First Class.
I'm not Jerome Morrow. I'm a murder suspect.
But what are you doing?
What are you doing? That's more than a day's work.
Wait.
We can't stay here. Stop that! Oh, fine. Fine. You leave if you want. No, but you're not taking that stuff. That stuff is mine! I could have rented myself out to somebody with a spine. If I'd known you were going to go belly up on me at the last fucking gasp. You can't quit on me now. I've put too much into this. What do you want me to do? Wheel in there and finish the job myself.
Eugene, they are going to find me.
You still don't understand, do you? When they look at you, they don't see you anymore. They only see me. Keep your lashes on your lids where they belong. How could you be so careless?
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get arrested tomorrow. I'm going to go out tonight.
You sure that's a good idea to go out?
Well, it was your idea not to change anything.
Who's going?
Everybody.
Everybody.
If I don't go, it'll look suspicious.
You don't want to look suspicious, do you?
Thanks.
Following a lead. Forgive me, sir, but that's what I do. I'm a detective. I follow leads.
What makes you think the owner of the eyelash is here?
He's an invalid, sir. Where do we look for invalids but where invalids are?
He's an invalid. He's an invalid clever enough to go unregistered all these years. Do you think he's likely to lie down for us now?
Well, what would you suggest, sir?
Move the inquiry back to the scene. Draw a 5-mile radius around Gattaca, sweep again. Random stops.
Say you're crippled.
I'm not crippled.
I hurt my leg training, you moron. How dare you question me?
You're right.
What's your number?
All right, forget it.
No, what's your number, you fucking flatfoot?
Look, I said forget it. What do you want, an apology?
Oh, it gets to you, doesn't it? It gets to you that I can do what you can only dream of. I'm getting off this ball of dirt. How dare you question me? That's harassment.
My mistake.
What's your number? What's your number?
May I remind you that this is a crime scene. What's this man doing here?
What are you doing, old man?
Doing my job, sir.
This is evidence.
But it's just trash.
Didn't know?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wonderful, wasn't it?
12 fingers are one. It's how you play.
That piece can only be played with 12.
It's probably nothing. Hey, you better not. I don't want to give you a contaminated specimen. Get my meter. Swabs have been.
I want to show you something. Your eyes look different.
I guess it must be the light.
Must be.
Positive match. I'm impressed.
The cup was definitely used since the original sweep.
Two samples, 2 days. Either the suspect went back to the scene of the crime to get a drink of water, and I don't know anybody that thirsty, or he still works there.
I thought we checked all the service staff.
I don't think he cleans up the place anymore. I have a feeling he might be there under false pretenses, playing somebody else's hand.
A borrowed ladder? At Gattaca.
It's far-fetched, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I find it hard to believe he could be one of their elite workers. Even if he got past their security system, he wouldn't have the mental faculty or the physical stamina.
Maybe you're underestimating him. Maybe he is an imposter, and maybe the director found out about it. That could be his motive. I say we sample every employee within the parameters, intravenously.
2/3 of their workforce fall into that category. We'd be closing them down for days. No, a fingertip sample of urine should be sufficient.
I suggest blood from the vein. I hope I'm not out of line.
Only a matter of time, sir. Only a matter of time.
It's with the plungers, Lamar. You open up a blood bag?
Yeah. Well, the gentlemen of law enforcement are concerned that my testing methods may have been compromised. Rome, I'm sorry.
Oh, what are you, out of practice, Lamar?
Here, let me get a look at that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Luckily, it looks as though we have enough.
Well, if you need any more, you can always get it off his shoes. Irene?
So you didn't do it after all?
Oh, no. I guess somebody beat me to it.
I guess.
I leave in 2 days. I mean, I guess you know that. But,
that's the last.
Something's not right.
He's not here. It's a blind alley.
No, we've missed something. I say we test again.
Tess, I cannot allow you to disrupt operations any further.
You're not at all concerned about having a murderer in your midst?
Right now, your presence is creating more of a threat. The window for our latest launch is open for 7 days once every 70 years, so it's rather crucial we leave on time.
Mission means a great deal to you, doesn't it? And your late colleague opposed it, didn't he?
Take another look at my profile, Detective. You won't find a violent bone in my body.
My apologies, Director. We won't trouble you any further. This is not the only place we can look.
Okay. Start making the rounds.
Luckier than most. Not as lucky as some.
I know something about that.
You, Jerome? What heart problem did you ever have? Did you get yours broken once? I had this crazy idea that you were more interested in the murder case than me.
Well, you're right. It's a crazy idea. Would you like to dance?
Thank you.
work so hard. You do everything you can to get away from the place. And when you finally get your chance to leave, you find a reason to stay. A year is a long time.
Not so long. Just once around the sun.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you. I am your detective for the evening. Please don't leave the premises. I said nobody leave. Am I speaking in some kind of strange foreign language?
Check the hair. Check lenses. Check dentures. I want napkins. I want cigarette butts. I want the saliva off teacup.
That's
a community
face. Check them out, will you?
Thought you wanted to dance.
Excuse me, where are you going?
Oh, yeah, I know. Just a minute.
Get out! Get out! Are you okay?
No!
Where did they go? Where did they go? Clean his teeth. Vincent! Vincent!
Who's Vincent?
What happened? Scars on your legs.
Now, you remember the 99 Chrysler LeBaron? This is the exact height of the front fender. I looked left instead of right.
Did you just make that up, or do you use it all the time?
I use it all the time.
I know you had something to do with the director's death.
That's not true, Irene.
Is that the man from last night?
He's nobody.
He's one of our best. I'm certain he has nothing to do with this business.
Jerome Morrow.
You don't look well, Jerome. Why don't you go home? Can I help you?
I'm looking for Jerome Morrow.
I'm sorry, he's ill, a little nausea. It's quite common before mission.
Really? I ought to pay him a visit. I understand you can show me the way. You don't know who he is, do you, Irene?
Hello.
Eugene, I need you to be yourself for the day.
I was never very good at it, remember?
The investigators are coming by. I'm supposed to be sick.
So you keep telling me. How long have I got?
Not long.
I guess he's not home.
Anna, I'm here to see Jerome Morrow.
Yes, it's me. Come up.
I guess he's home.
Come in. Come in. Hello, sweetheart. Where's my kiss?
Good to see you're feeling better.
Of course. Now that you're here. Who's your friend? How can I help?
It's about the director.
Oh, again? I hope it's no trouble.
No
trouble. Forgive me for not giving you a guided tour.
Couldn't we do this another time?
Well, this won't take a moment.
Maybe you can tell me what I've got. Who were you expecting? Yes?
We have our man, sir.
You have him?
We have him in custody.
I'll come right away.
How are you, Jerome?
Not bad, Jerome.
How the hell did you get up here?
Oh, I can always walk. I've been faking it.
Who you are.
I'm the same person I was yesterday.
I can't hear anymore. You're alive, Jerome.
Oh, my name is Vincent. All right, Vincent Anton Freeman, and I'm a faith, birth, or a degenerate, whatever you want to call it. But I am not a murderer.
You're a godchild.
But we do have one thing in common. Only I don't have 20 or 30 years left in mine. Mine is already 10,000 beats overdue.
Not possible.
You are the authority on what is not possible. Aren't you, Irene? They have got you looking so hard for any flaw that after a while, that's all that you see. For whatever it's worth,
I'm here to tell you that it is possible. It is possible.
Congratulations, sir. You did it. His spit was found in the dead director's eye. An unaccounted for specimen. While I was busy obsessing about an eyelash, your instincts took us in the right direction.
So the invalid had nothing to do with this?
No. Our friend here acted alone. This mission meant everything to him, didn't it? He knows that if they miss this launch window, he won't live to see the next one. And since nothing can stop the launch now, he's being very, very cooperative. So I imagine you'll be celebrating tonight, sir.
Of course. She likes us. Yeah, sure. Just give her a little bit of time. She'll get used to the idea. What was he like?
Yeah, the cop?
Yeah.
He was just a cop.
Did you catch his name?
Actually, my name was the topic of conversation.
Yeah, well, he'll be back.
Now, you heard what he said. They have their man. It's over.
No, it's not over. I have to meet him. My God, you have changed. Has it been so long you don't recognize your own brother?
Are we brothers?
Our parents both died thinking they'd outlived you. I had my doubts.
What are you doing here, Anton?
I should ask you that question. I have a right to be here. You don't.
You almost sound as if you believe that. I committed no murder. You must be disappointed.
You committed fraud. Listen, you're in a lot of trouble, Vincent. I can get you out of here.
Do you have any idea what it took to get in here?
You've gone as far as you can go. You come with me now.
There are still a few million miles left to go.
It's over.
Is that the only way you can succeed, is to see me fail?
I'm telling you.
God, even you are going to tell me what I can and can't do now. In case you haven't noticed, I don't need any rescuing. But you did once. Well, you've got all the answers. How do you explain that?
You didn't beat me that day. I beat myself.
Who are you trying to convince?
Do you want me to prove it to you?
It's not important, Anton. It's forgotten.
I'll prove it to you.
Do you want me to prove it to you? I'll prove it to you! I do.
Vincent! Vincent! Where's the shore? We're too far out.
Do you want to quit?
We're too far out!
Do you want to quit?
No! How are you doing this, Vincent? How have you done any of this? We have to go back.
It's too late for that. We're close to the other side.
What other side? You want to drown us both? You want to know how I did it? This is how I did it, Anton. I never saved anything for the swim back.
You couldn't see, could you? That night crossing the street. You crossed anyway.
If you're still interested, let me know.
Sorry. The wind caught it.
You're flying today, aren't you?
Look at what a mess you're in.
Come on. I have your samples ready.
I don't need any samples where I'm going.
You might when you get back. Everything you need to last you two lifetimes.
Why have you done all this?
So Jerome will always be here when you need him.
Where are you going?
I'm traveling too.
I don't know how to thank you.
No, no. I got the better end of the deal. I only lent you my body. You lent me your dream. Not until you're upstairs.
Flight got you nervous?
Well, there's a problem, Lamar.
I never did tell you about my son, did I? He's a big fan of yours.
Just remember that I was as good as any, and better than most.
He wants to apply here.
I could have gone up and back, and nobody would have been the wiser.
Unfortunately, my son's not all that they promised. But then who knows what he could do. Right? For future reference? Right-handed men don't hold it with their left. Just one of those things. You don't miss your flight, Vincent.
For someone who was never meant for this world, I must confess, I'm suddenly having a hard time leaving it. Of course, they say every atom in our bodies was once part of a star. Maybe I'm not leaving. Maybe I'm going home.